أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لئن أمرتهم ليخرجن قل لا تقسموا طاعة معروفة إن الله خبير بما تعملون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the mu'mineen and the believers. When they are called towards Allah and His Rasul, and when they are summoned towards the Kitab of Allah, and towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a judgment, and when they seek a ruling regarding their dispute, and regarding any matter of Sharia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how they react and what their attitude is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of four attributes, qualities that a person should develop in order to be from amongst the victorious ones in Akhirah. Allah moves on to speak about the munafiqun and another attribute of theirs, and that is mentioned in ayah number 93 of number 53 of Surah An-Nur. Allah says, وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. Another quality of theirs is they very readily take the oaths in name of Allah. They can very easily take oaths in the name of Allah and swear by the name of Allah. For everything, even if it is an untruth, they will say Wallahi. And they'll take an oath in the name of Allah in order to prove what they are saying, even though they may be lying. So Allah says, وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. Allah says, the munafiqun, the hypocrites, they swear by Allah very eloquently, and in a very articulate way, they wish to prove their point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they do so with eloquence and by taking the name of Allah. What do they swear? What is the promise that they give? لَإِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ لَيَخْرُجُنَّ. They tell you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you instruct them to go out in the way of Allah and to fight in jihad, what do they say? By Allah, we will definitely listen to you. لَيَخْرُجُنَّ. They emphasize what they are saying. قُلْ لَا تُقْسِمُوا. Tell them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't take oaths. Don't swear. What's the point? Don't come and take these oaths and swear in the name of Allah. طَاعَةٌ مَعْرُوفَ. The reality of your obedience is well known. We know what type of people you are. You have proven yourself to be disloyal in the past. So طَاعَةٌ مَعْرُوفَ. The reality of your obedience is known. Whether you are going to fulfill your promise or not, that is something that we have fully experienced in the past. إِنَّ اللَّهَ صَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of all that you do. قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again emphasizes obedience, complete obedience to Allah and complete obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instructed, أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ, obey Allah, وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ, obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, if they turn away, they are not prepared to accept this. And if they turn averse, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَهُ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ. Then the only responsibility of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to fulfill what he was burdened with. That's his duty and his responsibility. Allah gave him a responsibility. He has been burdened with a duty. And the only thing that he has to do and fulfill is what he was burdened with. وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ. And upon you is the responsibility of what you have been burdened with. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a responsibility and he was given a duty. What was that? To convey the message of Allah to the people and to his followers. That is his duty and responsibility, and that is the only duty and responsibility with which he was burdened. What were we burdened with? And what was the ummah burdened with? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and upon you is to fulfill the responsibility that you were burdened with, and that is the accepting and obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what we have been burdened with, and that is the responsibility that we are required to fulfill. That is not the duty of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will not be held accountable for anyone who did not accept his message. وَإِن تُطِعُوا تَهْتَدُوا. Allah said, if you will follow and obey the Messenger of Allah in every aspect of your life, تَهْتَدُوا, you will be rightly guided. You will be rightly guided. That is your standard for guidance. That is your standard for guidance. Obey him in everything. تَهْتَدُوا, you will be rightly guided and you will find true guidance. وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the only duty of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to clearly convey the message of Allah. That was his duty and that was his responsibility. And as Allah mentioned earlier, our duty and our responsibility is to ensure that whatever was clearly conveyed to us, we live by it, we uphold it, and we promote it. May Allah grant us the understanding.